from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Sunday. And time to head out on the WadeFord.com hotline. We welcome in our friend Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks. He covers the Hawks each and every day. You can download the podcast. It's on all the platforms. You can check it out. Make sure you subscribe, Locked On Hawks. And Brad, always kind enough to spend some time with us. When I kidded with Brad last week about, hey, we'll have you back, you know, in a week to kind of talk about what happened in the draft. We've got a little more than just a draft to talk about, though, as the Hawks make the move to trade DeJounte Murray on Friday. So, Brad, let's start with this. What do you make out of the value that the Hawks got in return for DeJounte Murray?
I think it's certainly a trade that is nuanced. It's not a full-blown, you know, grand slam, you had to do it kind of thing. But I kind of like it personally. I think it's a pretty good value. I think there was kind of a misplaced thought that, you know, because of what Mikal Bridges went for a couple days prior, that Murray would suddenly get 5 first-round picks, something like that. It was never going to be that. I think this is kind of the deal that it was going to be if the Hawks chose to do it. And they didn't have to make this trade. I've argued in the past that they should try to break up Trae Young and DeJounte Murray on some level. The partnership there just didn't work. But, you know, I think they got an appropriate return. 2 real first-round picks, not incredible ones, but certainly valuable assets. And then I personally am a big fan of Dyson Daniels as a really interesting sort of flyer-slash-upside piece for the future. And then Larry Nance is also a perfectly fine rotation player, too. So I think, broadly speaking, it was a pretty good return for the Hawks. Again, not an absolute grand slam, but one that I would have done personally.
Yeah, I think when you start comparing things to the Mikal Bridges deal, you have to come back to the fact that the Knicks just grossly overpaid, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that was that's a good way to put it. It was also just a very different situation where, you know, all jokes aside, they're trying to put together this Villanova All-Star team in New York and all these things. And I think that I tried to warn Hawks fans, like, to not make the comparison between Bridges and even like a Trae Young trade or a DeJounte Murray trade. It was never going to be that. And while you can warn all day long, you know how this works. People will say, you know, look, DeJounte Murray and Mikal Bridges are not that far apart. Why was the return that far apart? And I don't mind that point being made. I just think that it's important to realize it's a very, very different situation. And obviously the Hawks got what they possibly had gotten. I'm pretty sure they couldn't have gotten 5 first-round picks or they would have.
Brad Rowland, Locked On Hawks. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now that DeJounte Murray is gone, is it a given that Trae Young stays?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Base.
I think it is very probable. I wouldn't go to given yet with what we know right now. I do think that there is maybe a non-zero chance that they could just move both of them and kind of not fully start over, but certainly look that way. But I do think that it certainly ups the chances of Trae Young staying. I always thought that it was likely that Trae Young would not be traded. The Hawks have taken calls on him. I think that basically, while I think Trae Young is very good, I think his reputation around the league is not where it needs to be to get fair value for him in a trade, I would say, from what I've heard. So I think the combination of those things and the Hawks want to still win now, from what I understand, they're not trying to bottom out and do this full-on rebuild. So those factors kind of going in different directions. I would imagine that Trae is going to still be the guy this year, be their number one option. And honestly, a lot of their moves on the margins between Reese Hoshea and even in this trade make a lot more sense with Trae on the roster as that primary engine.
The Hawks also get Dyson Daniels, a guy that's more noted maybe for his defensive play than his offensive play. What does he give the Hawks?
Yeah, I think your point there is the right one. He is definitely a defense-first player right now and probably for his entire career, if I had to say. But he is a former lottery pick. He was the eighth pick in the draft just 2 years ago. In fact, the Hawks were kind of tied to maybe trying to get him in that draft that he went before they were able to draft him. But a 6'7", really athletic wing player, and I've made this point many times, but I think the number one problem for this team the last 2 years has been perimeter defense at the point of attack, and Dyson Daniels is one of the best in the league at doing that. He may not be a famous player yet. He's not known on some levels like his former teammate Herb Jones, but I think Daniels is already one of the better perimeter defenders in the league, and just having that skill set on this Hawks roster is a massive upgrade, both in length and athleticism, being able to kind of be variable defensively. And look, it's not a secret, the Hawks have to get better defensively. There was no path forward for this team to win at a high level without improving defensively, and he's not going to do that by himself. But that is the primary. On offense, he's also a very, I would say, talented player. The big question is his shooting, and that is certainly not one that's going to go away until he actually proves otherwise. But I think the combination of a guy with real pedigree, a lottery pick who is already a very proven defender who is still 21 years old with some upside, it's pretty appealing.
Talking Hawks with Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Are the Hawks finished, or do you see another move for them?
I would tend to think they're not 100% done. Obviously, I would be surprised if there was another move that was the level of intrigue and broad appeal as this one, because DeJounte was their second best player, and that's kind of a blockbuster trade. But I would guess they're not fully done. For one thing, they probably need another creator as far as offense is concerned. That's the one loss that's major with DeJounte going out the door, is like, other than Trae, they don't really have another primary guy to create offense for himself and other people. You would imagine more of that goes to Jalen Johnson and Bogdanovich right now, but they still have some salary questions, guys like Clint Capella, guys like DeAndre Hunter. And really the main thing that I would say I'd be surprised if they don't do is move on from one of the centers. They bring in Larry Nance, who's this rotation level player already. You have him plus Okongwu plus Capella. I'd be a little surprised if they were to hold on to all three of those guys into the season. So even if it's kind of more of a secondary move, I would imagine there is more coming.
Brad, what happened with A.J. Griffin? His rookie year, I thought there was some promise for this guy. I had hopes for him, and then it's like he just sort of disappeared the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of a lot of factors. I would say, you know, there was the off court where he was away from the team for several weeks this year for a personal absence. The Hawks never really disclosed what that was about. There's all kinds of theories about it. But no matter what you want to think about that, he was away from the team for a while and not playing basketball for several weeks. And he came back and he was kind of, like you said, kind of off the radar, let's just say. And there's that part of it. There's also the fact that I don't think he was the best fit for what Quinn Snyder wants to do basketball-wise. We saw that last year, even in his rookie season, I could say. He was playing a lot more consistently when it was Dan McMillan, and when Quinn came in, granted, the team was healthier, and that was part of that too, but he kind of, you know, fell off the radar more as far as rotation was concerned. AJ's a little bit more of a slow decision-maker, not the fastest guy, not the best athlete or processor. I think Quinn wants to go quickly. You know, on one hand, AJ is a really good shooter, which appeals to Quinn, but I think that whatever it was there, the skill set didn't really mesh with what Quinn wanted. And because this year was such a lost year, I was not surprised they went ahead and moved on from him. I do think that AJ actually has the potential to be a change of scenery guy who could actually still be pretty good in his career. He's still very young and does have talent, but I think for both sides, it's kind of time to move on.
Brad Rowland, Locked On Hawks podcast, hanging with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk about the draft for a second now, and Zachary Risacher, we'll start there. How does Risacher fit into what Quinn Snyder wants to do?
I think he's a very Quinn Snyder player, to your point. I think he's my short pitch for him is this big wing who can shoot and defend. That is a broad statement, but it's also what he is right now. I don't think that he has huge, you know, superstar upside, which you might associate with a number one overall pick. And I get that that's a little bit disappointing or frustrating from a Hawks perspective. This is kind of the wrong year to win the lottery. If there is a wrong year to do that, there was no star level guy in this class that I thought was going to be like this game changer. But once you get on that curve and realize that guy wasn't available in this class, Risacher checks a ton of boxes. He's a real shooter. At 6'9", he can move off the ball. Hopefully, he'll be able to play a little bit on the ball in the future, but certainly not someone that you have to worry about offensively. And then defensively, he's really long. He can already move fluidly around. He can defend at the point of attack. He's versatile. I think he's kind of the player that most NBA teams, at least the theory of him, is the player that most NBA teams are going to look for in recent days. We joked earlier about Mikal Bridges. I'm not saying he's going to be Bridges, but there is an obvious market for guys who can be a wing size player who can shoot and defend, and that's sort of what the pitch is. He also processes really well, really fast, like kind of, you know, thought guy. I think that he matches and kind of gives the vibe of what Quinn and this front office wants as a guy who kind of just does everything well.
Can Risacher improve the Hawks defense?
I think so. Probably, you know, as a rookie, I'd be skeptical just because most rookies, even guys that look, he did play at a high level in Europe at 18 years old, which is part of the appeal. He's actually pretty proven compared to a lot of guys on that end of the floor. But personally, I'm always in believe it when I see it when it comes to rookies anchoring or improving defense. There is a learning curve there for almost every rookie, unless you're Victor Wembanyama, basically. So I think long-term, yes. I think having a guy that's switchable, can defend multiple positions is going to help them. As a rookie, I think he'll be fine. I don't think he's going to be awful or anything, but I think that it might take a year or two for him to be like an actual plus defensively. That'd be the case for the vast majority of guys.
Talking Hawks with Brad Rowland here. You mentioned the fact that Risacher to you really fits what Quinn Snyder wants and what he wants to have. When you look at the other pieces that the Hawks have added this week, do they fit what Quinn Snyder wants?
I think so. Yes. I mean, the only caveat would be with Dyson Daniels, the lack of shooting is probably not preferred, but I think that you can't just have everything or he'd be a superstar. You know what I mean? So I think defensively he fits perfectly. I think Larry Nance, as a guy who, like, you know, just is very rock solid as a role player veteran who doesn't have to be someone that you're worried about at all. That makes sense. Risacher definitely fits in. So all these moves on the margins, or maybe not on the margins when it comes to Risacher, are certainly fitting into an overall plan. And that's something I've been critical of the Hawks the last few years, not knowing what the actual plan was. Like they kind of didn't have one. They were kind of in this decision fatigue mode where they weren't really doing anything the last year and a half or so after the Murray trade. But they're not only doing stuff, which is kind of overrated. You know, it's not just action for action's sake, but you kind of see the plan. It's, you know, Trey is the primary offensive engine and these supporting guys who can both – shoot and defend and surround him with versatility. That all makes sense to me. And a bunch of guys who don't stop the ball, like Quinn likes to make quick decisions and attack the rim and also shoot threes. And I think all of these moves kind of fit on what they want.
Is this team better today?
It's the ultimate question, right? I think that it's hard to sell that them being better when they trade DeJounte for pieces. And while I like the deal, a lot of that trade is about the two first-round picks, and those don't help you right now, if that makes sense. They help you in the future. They help you restock the cupboard, which is a big part of that because of the way that the Hawks, I think, overpaid for DeJounte in the first place. So, you know, it's a hard sell to say they're better now because the guys that they brought in the door, Daniels is, you know, not a perfect player. Reese Shea being a rookie, I'm always hesitant to anoint those guys as being good NBA players right now. But I think that the roster makes more sense at that, you know, I think they'll be better in 6 months. They'll be better in 10 months than they are right now, if that makes sense. So if you said just use this roster exactly and simulate the season, would they win more games? I think maybe because of the injuries last year, but they wouldn't necessarily be better. But this is sort of a bet on also growth internally, a bet on Reese Shea, and also those draft picks really help for the future.
Free agency's next. How active do you think the Hawks would be, and is there any reason to think they would be in the market for anything more than, you know, a mid-level free agent at best?
I think on actual free agents, it's probably going to be relatively minor because they don't have cap space. You know, without doing the whole financial picture, they're well over the cap, so they don't have, you know, that big salary cap space to go out and sign one of the top guys. They could get in the trade market again. If they were to move off of, let's say, Capella or DeAndre Hunter and create some room, maybe they can go out and be more active in free agency. But I think if they add another piece that is what I would describe as like a top level guy or even the second tier guy, it's more likely to be in trade just because of the logistics of the NBA salary cap and not really having a ton. But they do have some exceptions to use if they want to go out and find some supporting pieces in free agency. They won't be quiet, but again, I think it's probably more likely to be a trade if they add another kind of, you know, top three or four guy to your roster.
Give me your best bet on what you think the starting five is for the Hawks.
I think if it was right now today, it would be Trae Young, probably Bogdan Bogdanovic. The question is really at the three with Hunter versus Reese Shea, because I think Hunter is probably going to be a better player in October, but Reese Shea is the number one overall pick and obviously has much more upside long term. And then Jalen Johnson and probably Clint Capella, but I think either Capella or Okongwu would not be a surprise to me. And like I said earlier, I think they're going to end up moving one of the centers, whether it's Capella, Okongwu, or Nance at some point in the next few weeks. So that's my best guess, but obviously a lot can change, and I think that they do have at least one more move left in them at some point.
G League getting started here pretty quickly. You headed to Vegas soon?
Yes, I will be in Vegas for most of the Hawks run, at least the first three or four games of their run. And by the way, there are going to be a lot of high-profile games. That's the thing about having the number one overall pick is that the folks at ESPN put you in some primetime windows, including that first night is going to be Reese Shea versus Sarr. That'll be a lot of fun.
Brad Rowland, Locked On Hawks. Brad, great stuff, man, as always. Hopefully we can catch up while you're out in Vegas at some point. I look forward to it and always appreciate your time and your insight. We'll talk soon.
Always happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Brad Rowland, Locked On Hawks. Check it out. You can download it on all of the podcast platforms. We've got more when we continue on here. Chris Goforth on this Sunday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.